Voltron fans, welcome back to the AfterBuzz TV Voltron After Show. We are talking about Season 6, Episodes 5 and 6, all about that fight that we knew that was coming that we weren't actually prepared for, Voltron Galra .0, and why you don't mess with Pidge. We have a couple of very special people with us today, so we will see you after the opening, and team, it's time to form Voltron!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV! And now, let the buzz begin!
I feel so old right now.
1998, I was in fifth grade.
I was four.
You're welcome.
Now I feel old.
That's how I really do feel like space.
For those of you going, wait, what? 1998 was before I was born. What is this? This is the first Pokemon movie. Educate yourself.
Well.
We have some younger fans, and we love you all. Hi, welcome back. We are the AfterBuzz TV Voltron After Show. We are looking at Season 6, Episodes 5 and 6, The Black Paladins and All Good Things, which is what this entire table and studio is, All Good Things. With me tonight, I have Yellow Lion, Mark Donica.
It's me. I'm repping Emma, because she's out sick tonight. Make sure to give her some love, but I'm happy to be back.
Yes. Blue Lion, Alexis Taurus.
Hi, guys.
Leg day!
All day! Sorry. Guys, I'm Alexis Taurus. You guys can find me on every social... Wait, no, we're not doing that anymore. Continue.
It's okay, it'll be fine. Green Lion, Megan Salinas.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
And I'm Black Lion, Katie Cullen. And, of course, we have two wonderful people who have already made me feel old tonight. Thank you. We have the voice of Pidge, Vex Taylor Klaus.
Hey!
And the voice of Shiro, Josh Keaton.
Josh. He's alive!
Is he?
Question mark!
Is he?
He's only mostly dead.
Mostly dead means
he's
slightly alive.
Yeah. Shiro's great at everything but dying.
Hey!
The walking spoiler has returned.
I give them out. They're low key, and you might not know that they're spoilers, but I've been spoiling people for years.
No, it's low tor, not low key.
Thank you.
Ah, there you go. Low tor spoiler.
Other trickster.
There you go.
Yeah, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having us.
So let's get started. What do we think of these two episodes? Aside from dying whale noises, because that will blow our audio levels.
That was exactly what I was going to do.
And the scream-activated lights are a different show.
Yeah, it's a different studio. That's not this studio.
That's not this studio.
Anyway. Yes, but mostly screaming into the void.
I want that.
Actually, let me give him a shot. Let's see if the wiring still works.
Yeah, that's about
how
right.
That?
That's how
anyway.
We all.
Shout out to our audio listeners.
Yeah, shout out to the audio.
We love
listeners.
You, iTunes listeners.
I felt like I was in Monsters and Mana for a second. Sure.
Yes.
I love that we managed to kill Shiro like three times this season,
but it wasn't
tastes.
Shiro.
There you go.
It was Giro.
It was Giro.
Shiro.
Sven. Yes.
Anyway, what? Yeah. What opinions? On this madness.
This
is some of the most gorgeous animation
the
series has done.
I wanted to aggressively nod, but then I realized I have the lion on my head. I can't do that right now.
I mean, you can aggressively nod, but then you'll lose the lion. And that's a problem.
But, yeah, I mean, I feel like it goes without saying that this is what we've been waiting for for... What season are we in? Six?
When was the first time that we called Shiro's a sleeper agent? Was that season one? Or
that was season one.
That was season one immediately.
Yeah, five seasons. Yeah.
I think you said it in one of the ones that I was here for, and I'm like,
You're like, woo!
No!
Yep. Crazy time.
I'm like, I have not missed him. Yeah, no.
I gotta keep my poker face.
We have Unraveled Paladin on Twitter in the hashtag ABTV Voltron if y'all want to join in. We've also got the live chat saying, at this point, one of my favorite hobbies is listening to past ABTV Voltron podcasts as I laugh every time the girls make a prediction and the guests try to maintain a poker face.
Yeah!
Sometimes I just go and say, if you only knew.
Yeah. Right. One of my favorite things to do I was an engineer, before I was a host, whenever... Hey, what's up? Whenever there would be a prediction from the panel, I would, as soon as the sentence ended, I'd immediately cut to the couch. Just to see, like, what are they going to do?
Just a peek behind
the curtain. Smile widely. Yeah.
Smile and wave.
Speaking
I remember
of...
I called all you guys out on it.
You did.
I was like, you guys aren't going to get anything from me.
I know.
Like until you gave it willingly.
But it was after the fact.
Yes, true.
Speaking of spoilers, and we need to go over this real fast, we are doing this the same way that we've done almost every other episode in this series. We are talking about 5 and 6 today, right up until the last 15, 20 minutes or so, depending on how we're doing on time. So, until we drop that spoiler warning, no spoilers in the chat, no spoilers in the hashtag, no spoilers in the comments. Be good to the people who have somehow managed to not continue on from episode 6 straight to episode 7.
Yeah,
y'all have more willpower than I will ever have in my entire life.
Can I ask how that's possible?
I don't know.
Like, yeah, I mean, Netflix set it up so that it goes immediately into the next after 3 seconds. So I'm like, I have to rush to stop it every time I want to.
Watch credits.
I feel
okay, end.
Like you have to have like a fail safe set up so that like if it continues to go, like someone will just unplug your television.
I had an unintentional
setup is Alt F4.
I had an unintentional fail safe where for some reason every time it switched to the next episode, it would default to Spanish. Every single time.
Solid.
You know?
Space Padre after all.
So, yeah, Space Padre after all. So, like, you would see
Chiron,
the...
Chiron, Dios mío, no!
Chiron, porque! Oh, man, yeah, you would see the episode title, and then I think everything was fine. So I get, like, 30 seconds into it, and then all of a sudden I just hear Spanish. And I was like... I can watch this. I can understand it, but I kind of wanted to hear what we did.
So. I know what happens, but I want to hear me.
Yes, exactly.
The life of an actor.
I want to hear the Shiro that came from here. From
the
within.
The Hero.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, 3 levels of puns. I don't even care.
It's like an onion.
Thank you so much.
Speaking of Shiro, let's talk about this, because let's be real. It's the reason you're here. It's the reason we're here.
Yeah.
This fight, though.
Are we talking about the geekiest fight ever between Pidge and Shiro? Or are we talking about the actual fight?
We're talking about...
The computer fight that you had.
That was not the geekiest fight. Okay, it was. No.
The food fight was the geekiest fight. So
the geekiest fight that Shiro lost.
No.
Wait.
Shiro loses a lot of low-stakes fights.
I was going to say, we're talking about geekiest
fair. Everyone loses to Pidge a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's true.
I've said it in a tweet that Pidge is like Batman. Like a long time ago. I said this, like, somebody asked me, they said, if you had to fight one of the paladins, who do you think would be the one? And I said, probably Pidge.
Yeah, I'm if like, you want to lose.
She plans for everything. No, that's what I mean. Who do you think would be the one to beat you? And I said, probably Pidge, because she plans for everything. She's like Batman. And here it is.
She's playing Xanatos. There's a reason why she has her Bayard's a grappling hook. Like, it makes sense.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Bat Pidge!
She's playing Xanatos speed chess with literally everybody.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
It's great.
She's on a whole nother level.
But there's, you know what? We're here. We're switching topics. We're talking about Pidge. We're starting.
Yeah. Awesome.
And everyone's like, bait and switch, bait and switch.
Yeah. Shiro lost that one.
Yeah.
Pidge always wins. Everyone should just get used to that.
There I'm sure at least some of you have seen this before. There is a Batman comic a while ago where he's talking to Superman and he has this wall of boxes for every member of the Justice League, and every single box has their biggest weakness in it. Superman's has Krypton. They're, all of them have boxes with weaknesses.
Yep. Wonder Woman's is empty.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, yeah.
This woman is that he pulls out Wonder Woman's and goes, it's empty. She doesn't have a weakness. Making a point to Clark. But that's Pidge. She's got the wall of boxes.
Yeah.
So wait, which cast member is Wonder Woman?
Probably
the rats.
Hunk.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Mice. Coran.
Hunk can be my Wonder Woman. Yeah. Hunk can totally be my Wonder Woman.
I love Hunk.
Yeah.
And I fear the fan art.
No. Embrace the fan art.
I'm going to embrace it because I want to see it.
All right. I welcome this fan art. I need it in my life. If anyone has that or wants to do it, throw in the hashtag. We want to see
Shiro be Superman, please. Pidge is Batman, Hunk is Wonder Woman. Is
that
Yeah.
The Holy Trinity.
The Trinity.
Yes!
So, like, Shiro is someone else who gets possessed, cloned, and replaced a lot.
Superman.
Yeah.
Lance is definitely Flash.
Yes, Lance is Flash.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Can Sven be Bizarro?
Yeah!
Yes,
that's exactly why.
That's right.
Breaking down nerdy barriers, everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, we broke up.
I'm kind of wondering who I'm Laura would be.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Yes! Give it time.
Which? I plan on breaking it. I have a flawless record.
That's my job.
This is the truth.
Can I help?
She gets one. Yes. Because every time she's here, she has... Okay.
Everyone can do it. That's okay, Alexis. Okay. We'll all break you. Bow chicka. Anyway.
I mean...
I missed one show and just, wow.
We've gotten very close.
But, yeah, and I love that Pidge was mercenary enough to make this backup of the code and this failsafe virus. It's this awful, awful thing where she is prepared and she's vindicated, and being vindicated is just the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like she, as she said, she never wanted to have to use it. She's prepared for every worst case scenario.
You could hear the heartbreak in her voice.
Oh, yeah. Which, oh, well you. Done.
Thank you.
Things in the episode that made me cry. That, and also that. Yeah. Things in the episode that made me yell. Everything else.
Yes.
I will say, too, it was a really great sort of subversion of expectations, too, because we're all just used to Pidge immediately being able to fix the problem.
Yeah.
And at first, that's exactly what it looks like happens. And then, and so she's like, yeah, I got it. Everything's good. And then all of a sudden, the alarm starts to go off again. And she's like, wait. That it's supposed to be fixed now.
This is so much worse than I thought. Oh no!
But I love the visual storytelling that they were doing. I talk about this a lot. But when in these two scenes next to each other, it just showed how quote unwinnable the situation was between the Paladins and Chiro on all fronts, physically, mentally, technologically, all of that stuff. And we got the representation of. Being at the keyboard in front of the screen, but then also we cut to the fight and we're like, oh no, everything is terrible.
I was rewatching that fight, and as each swing happens when they're first in that row of Shiro's, the lights start shutting off on each swing, and it's just the artistry in this show is magnificent.
Yeah.
And the world is closing in on him. Yeah.
It really is.
This, I think, is one of the most beautiful episodes of the show that we've had.
Agreed.
This and we knew it was coming to this. We knew this was going to be this culmination of this Shiro plot, and oh, it did not disappoint.
Mm-mm.
It hurt us all, but it did not disappoint.
I loved that moment personally when are we still calling him Shiro?
Kuron.
Yeah.
So during that sequence when they're fighting and Keith goes basically full Galra, and like there's a flash of the purple of his blade, and then his eyes are cat eyes,
a little bit of teeth, yeah.
And that's when Kuron says, "This is the Keith I remember," and it's just like, "Whoa!"
Yeah,
and shut that off real quickly.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I just thought that was brilliant.
Gave me chills.
And just the, yeah, we're there. Let's switch tacks. That fight, holy cow.
Yeah.
Your voice acting.
Thank you.
So mocap, huh? How about
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Total mocap. It's before I had the shoulder surgery. That's actually how I heard it. But yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Holy crap.
Steven just
that word
actually hit you.
Yeah,
like,
he actually
oh,
did
no.
and like, severed
who's,
some things.
Who's
and...
broken on this show? We had Mark, we had Vex.
I'm broken!
I'm loving it!
Had your back!
Oh no!
See, that was another low-key spoiler. Like, I was actually waiting to get my shoulder fixed until right around season 6.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. I waited for like 18 years to fix this. Because I knew.
That is commitment.
Yeah, yes. Total commitment. No. Total commitment.
My
dedication
hero.
To the craft.
That was for our viewers that like to know about, you know, how we record all that stuff. Like, that was one of the things that we actually did ADR, where we saw the animation and recorded the fight sounds to the animation. And so, yeah, I actually got to see. It was rough. It was rough for a lot of the final lighting and stuff wasn't done. But, I mean, final sound. I don't know. Certain things weren't finished. And so I actually got to see some of that as it went down, and didn't get to see all the stuff where they're hanging off of the stuff falling apart over the planet and all that. Oh, man, that was crazy.
Oh, God.
I
think
crazy.
Only Steven got to see that.
Yeah, he got to see that. I was out by that point. But, yeah, it was amazing. And even the choreography. Like, I've done some stage combat, and I've done, like, you know, sword and rapier and dagger and all that, and that's... there was a lot of really good choreography in that, mm-hmm. like a lot of counters and a lot of, like, it was just it was amazing to watch.
I'm not gonna lie, I went through like frame by frame watching the choreography of that fight because it was just beautiful.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I like to study fight choreography. I like to learn.
Yeah, it's crazy though. I feel like this was probably one of the first times that you really saw Shiro completely uncorked, where he took care of everybody on the castle. I mean, they cut away, you didn't see everything, but I mean,
I'm sure it took a whole 3 seconds.
And I mean, that's insane. And the fact that, I mean, that first punch where he goes after Keith.
And he breaks the box.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, he's going for broke, and then Keith has to step up. But it was, it's crazy how, they have this almost like familial relationship, and you see it come to blows, quite literally. It's mm-hmm. crazy. It's
and
crazy.
Just that I should have abandoned you like your parents.
And the thing, is, though, is that he didn't know. He didn't know that Keith was ready for him. Keith had already, like, spent time with Crolia. Keith had already gotten filled in.
And Shiro had no way to know.
I adopted a dog. I'm fine.
But Huron had, like...
No. A cosmic wolf.
There you go.
He's a Pokemon trainer now.
I want that cosmic wolf. But yeah, I mean, like, this is the worst thing that he could have pulled out and said to him, and that's something that probably would have broken Keith before
a couple weeks ago.
Or a couple years ago. 2 years ago it would have broken Keith.
You never know.
And now it's like...
It's hard to tell.
It's like 3 years for him, 2 weeks for us.
Yeah. And he still is like, I'm not leaving here without you. Like, it's... You really see Keith's growth in that fight.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, you see Keith's growth in that entire episode because he really comes into his own as the leader of Voltron.
Absolutely.
And the way that he's talking to the team and the way he's leading the team has just evolved so beautifully throughout 6 seasons.
Mm-hmm. It's the exact opposite of that first time he got into Black Lantern. He's like, I don't know what to do! And the exact opposite. I will run into danger, y'all stay here.
Yeah. Who's going to fly the pilot of the Black Lion? I am.
Pretty much. Excuse you. Who are you talking to?
Like every time I think about it, I get a little bit of goosebumps.
I know.
It's funny because both scenarios were completely in character because the first time he was relentless and single-minded, we have to go after this guy to do this thing. And it was very similar here. He's like, I have to go. Like,
after this guy and do this thing.
If we have to break apart as a team to get me there, then that's what we have to do, but I promise I'll come back.
Yeah. So and he does faster than he anticipated.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally flying by the seat of his pants.
I love that. This is just like doing wall squats.
I love it.
It was beautiful and meaningful and also really super weird to look at.
But memorable.
All I could think was wall squats. That's literally all I could think.
I want a wall that does that while I'm doing wall squats.
Yes!
Yes! I'm coming, guys! I'll be there! Almost there!
Honestly, Keith's like blaring no or Shiro or whatever it was. In that moment, while he's doing that wall squat, made me think of every time I get to like 2 minutes of wall squats. I very much related.
That's the correct reaction to 2 minutes of wall squats. Yeah. Just screaming into the void.
That's the correct reaction to 20 seconds.
2 minutes of squats in general. Watching this fight, watching how completely ridiculous that arm gets, all I can think of is season 1. The finale, talking to Hagar, and you could have been our greatest weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And that coming full circle.
She had a reason
circle,
for saying that.
At that point, it looked almost like the arm was piloting Shiro.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, that was like an ion cannon. I mean, that was like cutting apart the whole...
That was
like an ion cannon. That was like pulling apart the whole the whole thing. It was just slicing through it like it was butter.
Through a freaking planet.
Yeah.
We went from the Edward Elric blade to just... burninating the countryside.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What a pull.
Yeah. That's literally what my notes say. Burninating the countryside, burninating the Shiro. Come on.
New grounds. Muscle arm and everything.
My notes are weird, all right?
My favorite thing about this fight scene was how grounded it was. We came from Monsters in Mana, which is just absolutely ridiculous.
Beautiful.
And like the exact
so
nth degree of how a fight could go, which is great. And then, but it's also a show about space robots fighting. But this very serious thing happening of two guys in space had a very grounded, realistic, choreographed fight that you would see, well, not anywhere, but on the screen you would see in almost any movie.
Well, that's like a Voltron trope now, is going from the sublime to the ridiculous back to the sublime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ah.
Ah.
Yay!
Circus.
Yes.
But I think that's also what the great thing is about Voltron, like what you said. It's just the fact that we've been kind of waiting for this fight for so long.
Oh, yeah.
That when we finally get it, it obviously didn't disappoint. But at the same time, I think my favorite moment in the entire fight was seeing Keith's eyes completely widen when he first used the cannon. And just seeing him just destroy things. And he was just like, oh, yeah, you're definitely not the Shiro that I remember, but I'm still going to save you because I love you.
You know? He's got hope, my brother, man. I love you. He's hoping that, he's carrying that hope. That,
what
that,
was that Oh Brother song?
I picked it for a reason. So for those of you who don't know that reason, go back, look up the lyrics.
So Keith and Pikachu?
Is Keith Pikachu? Is that what you said?
Isn't that the... Yeah, so Keith is Pikachu? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That makes them both sad Pikachus having a sad slap fight.
I'm trying to... No, I got nothing.
But, yeah.
Keithachu.
Yeah. Keithachu.
There you go, Keithachu. That
was a good one.
I was trying to come up with some connection with, like, lightning, but I got nothing. And I'm really disappointed in myself.
That's going to bother me.
It'll come back later, no worries.
But,
yeah, no, they're just... Good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And short-circuiting Shiro probably three different times in this fight.
Yeah. Just a bit.
Yeah.
Just a bit. Too big. Can we talk about really quick the moment we get the straight-up reveal that it's not just this guy who's a clone, but that there's an entire...
I still want to know what they needed all these Shiros for.
I love that he brought
a single-minded army that
can
be controlled from one
clone
point.
Zone.
Besides
that.
The clone zone, yeah.
He brought Keith to the clone zone.
Okay.
On some level, and this is just my headcanon. On some level, I want to believe that... Yes, my head ion canon. I want to believe that there was a slight... Just enough of Shiro in Kuron... That it was intentional that he brought him there to have the final fight there, where he intended to destroy it all. He intended to destroy all of the other Shiros and at least...
It did seem that way.
At least get rid of that, even though he couldn't control himself and even though he couldn't get out of what he had to do because of what Hagar was making him do, he was still going to destroy this.
Oh, but also Hagar. Like, Hagar going back to Enerva and, like, talking to Lotor.
Oh.
That whole interaction... Yeah. That whole exchange was just like, oh, and those eyes, the eye. Oh.
It was a scene.
I can't articulate any English anymore.
It was just, I don't know who to root for in this scene.
I kind of felt bad
You're
for Enerva.
You're genocidal maniac. Who do I vote for?
I felt bad for Enerva because it's like on some level she kind of realizes that she's her mother. She's his mother, and then like he doesn't want anything to do with her, and so she almost like she goes back and she shows her motherly self to him and is still rejected. It's like.
Then again,
some weird,
he's
then again,
kind of a
everything
sociopath.
Else. But yes.
And
so is
she.
Kind of committed
genocidal maniac.
Before we wander into Lotor's subscription, he has that many issues. He's got a subscription. We need to wander to the side and talk about a few other things first. Yeah. Megan, you want to take it?
Sure. Unless Alexis wants to.
I know. You got this.
So, we have a quick announcement. Hey, After Buzzers, our network producer produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't worry, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know that you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
All right.
And if you would like to continue to support this show in particular as well, the best thing you can do is wander on over to iTunes, subscribe to the podcast, rate it 5 stars. And guys, it has to be 5 stars because you need 5 lines for Voltron. Otherwise, it just doesn't work.
Yep.
No, that's true.
Correct.
And leave us a review. Letting us...
Savage.
I mean...
You only speak the truth on this panel.
The truth
she
and
says
a whole
as
lot
Emma
of...
isn't here.
The truth and a whole lot of wild theories.
The walls have ears.
If you subscribe and leave us a review, we give you a shout out on the show. So this is from Flying Cheese 10, who left it not. And if you leave one that's not in the American iTunes store, you screen cap it, you throw it in our hashtag, and that is what they did. Whenever this podcast comes back, I feel such immense joy. I love how they balance humor and deep analysis to have rounded conversation. I especially love how each member's personality matches their paladin, with Katie being the leader, Megan the inquisitor and observer, Alexis the emotional heart, Emma passionate and driven, and Mark funny and lovable. This podcast is truly legendary.
Aww.
We love you, my dear.
We've got a couple more, but for the sake of time, should we skip them for tonight?
Give us the names.
Okay, we
names
want to thank,
and titles.
Uli Tsunami left Love It. Zed Fox is left Major Fan. Teleporting Space Wolf makes the name Karatsu way too long. From Reflex 123. And Oh My Lord from Ms. Noodle. But yeah, it's a lot of great and extended reviews here. So thank you, everybody, for leaving them.
You are wonderful, woo! And we adore you. Please continue to do the thing. Please continue to leave the reviews on the iTunes and in the hashtag. Yes.
All up in that hashtag.
All up in the hashtag.
I worry about you.
It's probably a good thing.
Yeah. So let's go back to that subscription.
Has anybody ever been, like, over at a friend's house for, like, Thanksgiving when, like, their family starts to, like, bicker?
That's my family.
That's kind of what I feel you, like. LOTOR's generals were probably feeling like right now. They're just like, this is
awesome. Somebody passed the mashed potatoes.
Yeah. And Akshay's the only one with the full story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The other two are just getting yanked around.
I have a question, and this is for everybody. This is for the table, and this is for our guests, too.
All right.
Why did LOTOR feel the need to lie to all of his generals?
Because he likes to lie.
Yes, he does.
He's exactly LOTOR.
He thinks they can't act.
No, he's LOTOR. His excuse was the only way to make Allura believe it. And it's like, how though? No one was there when they turned on you. No one saw you break your shoulder to escape from them. You just showed up.
Here's the thing.
Supposedly, whose benefit was that for?
His. He likes the acrobatics and the theatrics.
Yes.
He's LOTOR.
Supposedly, Aksha had the full story. I wouldn't be surprised if Aksha is the only one he was lying to, and then he had to spin that around when he's like, oh, well, I'm in this situation. Sure. I've been kidnapped. I'm in front of Not Mom. Aksha still thinks we're on the same side. I can use that.
Yeah.
Probably.
No, absolutely. That's probably exactly what happened.
Yeah, he's
using that one to give himself credibility with the other two. And,
It's too much.
Yeah. It's just, I absolutely love that once he does the ghost face reveal and starts chewing scenery, that, I mean, tell me
well,
how.
Well, I mean, that quintessence is a hell of a drug.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I do.
I mean, to be fair, I've been calling it the ghost face reveal for 3 hours.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yes. No. We love you, my dear.
I feel so called out right now.
Came here to have a good time.
And I honestly feel so attacked right now.
I'm laughing, but I have no idea what's going on. No idea what I'm laughing
at. Have you ever seen a Scream movie, like, ever in your life?
No, I have.
How, like, these completely normal people, once they take off the ghost face mask and reveal, I've been the villain the whole time, they just go completely insane.
I love that. That's one of crazy.
Got it.
And start chewing scenery in terms of their acting, like, hello, Sydney. And that's kind of what LOTOR did.
I feel
it's
very close right now.
But they
references are very
deep.
I was also on the screen.
No, I know. As soon as they said the Scream movie, I was like,
reference. Some people
I'm a little
just
slow.
You don't get it.
That's my
now you know space how grandpa. I feel.
I get your references.
I'm on the same boat.
Well, let's bring
well,
it back.
I mean, that's why anyway. I love the show. Because, I mean, when I first started coming on here, I was like, wow, they so out-nerd me. I thought I could keep up, and like, they're making references that I have no clue. I'm like, I need to go and, like, watch this show and this
show. I just
show
live here.
And go on
I
YouTube for this.
Like, I'll make more spectacular Spider-Man jokes.
Hey, no. I like the other stuff because it gives here, me stuff to look up and do things. Yeah, no. I've learned from this show. It's great.
I'm about it.
I love that it wasn't him going completely crazy. It was, I'm going to murder everyone, including the cholera. That was, all right, bye, Felicia.
Yeah, right? It's so quick.
Really quickly, how was that not going completely crazy?
No, he was doing the maniacal betrayal anger beforehand, but it was only, I'm going to wipe the universe clean of everyone that would oppose me, including the Galra. And they all went,
including the Galra that would oppose him.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
he speaks
just said,
very
the
carefully. Carefully.
No. He says including the Galra.
He doesn't say including the Galra. I mean, it sounds like he's down for yet another genocide, and we need to not.
I think so.
Look, that's like from the very beginning. The creators. I think it was Joaquin that said like, we know Lotor's evil. We just don't know how evil or what kind of evil. Mm. Well, now we know. It's the genocidal kind of evil.
Mm. Yay!
And the thing is, remember, he killed Narti right in front of them. Yeah. No warning, like no nothing.
No mercy,
just
no
down.
Nothing.
So I really wanted them to be like... Was that part of the plan? Was that like did she know about that?
Yeah.
So the well, I'm going to kill the Galra, and they all went, all of them remembering Narti and going,
oh, he will.
Right,
hey,
bye.
Oh, he will.
You know, we had a good run. You look at the time.
Up until that, it's time to leave.
Up until that moment, they had dusted trail.
Bye, Felicia. Bye, Philotar.
They had been.
Oh no!
My leg has been snatched.
I mean, you did it yourself.
No, we didn't. I love this rail-less show system we've been going on, where we can't be off the rails if they never existed.
No, yeah, pretty much. Everyone is like, get back on topic. Like, that's my secret. We never were on topic.
There are no rails in space.
Where we're going, we don't need rails.
You snatched your own wig.
It's power.
Gone.
I can't.
Lost his dang mind and also made Voltron Galra 0.0.
I love
it's beautiful.
I love thinking about what the generals are going to do now at this point because they've been jettisoned into space.
That happens to them a lot though.
Yeah.
They're going to get with whatever they
want. I think they're going to be fine.
Yeah.
I think they're badasses in their own right. Man.
They're Voltron's version of Team Rocket, but like a serious threat.
I would love to see them actually team up with Team Voltron and just be like, you are the only people we haven't pledged our alliances to yet.
But
everyone else hates us. Whatever.
But the Paladins are getting out of a really abusive relationship.
They are.
With Lotor. Yeah.
And so are they.
You
can't trust again.
But
this is the support
group. Yeah, that would be
kind of Lotor used the same thing of like, oh, the Galra are bad. Love me. So
I would say though,
dangerous.
He owes Aksha one. He saved her
he
life.
Does.
She saved his life
true.
Twice now.
Here's the thing. Yeah. I feel like they keep going back and forth.
That's
they're
true.
Never going to be even. They're just always going to be in this eternal dance of, I saved you, but I saved you, but I saved you that time. And then I saved you that time. Oh, come on. Can't we just stop?
No, because everyone keeps receipts.
Yep.
Well, I mean, I guess it is kind of smart if you have an ally in a weird place and, you know, that person's going to have your back, even though you guys never talk about it.
Yeah. It's interesting that for how little they keep running into each other, but for how little time they've actually spent together, like, you can tell that every time they're in a confrontation together, like, Aksha doesn't want to be there. She's like, no, guy, I don't.
I was like, this guy really?
My dude.
I'll kill your friends, but I won't kill you.
I'll kill your friends, but I don't want to talk to them.
What kind of murderous, introvert is that?
I mean,
same though.
Anyway, we are running a little short on time, and
what?
We have, according to my board, we've got two more topics they need to hit. And one of them is Coran is the MVP.
Yes.
Episode 6.
Coran Impossible?
And yeah.
He's kind of the MVP of this season, as far as I'm concerned.
I just want to watch the Cirque du Soleil of Coran.
Yes.
Him just starting
Cirque
up
de Coran.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Hunk has to be part of it, though.
Yeah.
And Lance, too. Lance has got to be in it. I mean, we saw him do all the...
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
We have
silk class, like, in some of the archives, right?
Well, and we had the whole Teledove thing, too, and they're all kind of doing, like, acrobatic poses to make it work. Oh god, when Lotor was just chasing them, when Zarkon was chasing them down relentlessly.
Season 2!
That's what it was.
I said Hotel Adove.
Oh, what an open hotel named Adove.
Yeah, Hotel Adove.
Hotel Adove.
Yeah.
Yes,
places
I have a friend named Adove.
Look at that!
Whether you want to or not.
We got a dad out, man. That was some crime.
Next time you're here, we'll do a dad off.
Let's do it.
And my other
I feel
topic
like I'm
going to
lose.
No. My other topic is Shiro is dead AF.
Yep.
Oh.
Which time?
Was.
Okay, so I've said this twice and I'm never over it. The point where he went, I died, is the point where I had to stop the episode and scream into the void.
I died.
Was that the moment?
That was the moment. Like, I spent all of episode 5 being vindicated and the first 5 minutes of episode 6 shrieking my face off.
What I'd love is if, like, he opened his eyes and I was like, I lied, Keith. I love that.
So, I would literally start the song from Lion King 2. Deception.
Disgrace.
This is the Voltron musical right here.
Yes.
Hold on, I have to counter his dad joke. Keith would ask him, really? And he'd say, I tried, Keith.
I died, Keith. So, I love Keith. I tried, Keith.
You know you love our show.
We know you guys, like, find out about what's happening, like, as you go into record, and you don't get the scripts ahead of time. So we obviously had a ton of crazy theories. One of the theories is that he was dead the whole time. One of the theories is that he was a clone the whole time. One of the theories was that he was a sleeper cell.
¿Por qué no los tres?
I think one was in the astral plane.
I was going to say, when you guys got to the script, were you like, all of our theories, because I know you guys are probably just asking all of these questions as you're going through recording as well.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't really tell us a whole lot about what was happening either. They didn't tell us that I died until I read those lines.
I've been dead the whole time.
I had no clue. Sixth, like, sentence. You know, yeah. I didn't know. I knew that Karan was a clone. I knew that much. So when I would go in for sessions, and it got really confusing with, like, the ADR sessions where we were going back to do ADR on something that we had done, like, a year ago. And I was like, wait, so...
Which Shiro is this?
That's exactly what I was saying. I was like, which Shiro is this? Is this real Shiro? Is this clone Shiro? Is this, like, in the astral plane? Like, I didn't know which was which.
And you managed to do very different voices for all of them.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I tried. Brilliant. I wanted them to at least have somewhat of their own personalities and for you to really... Like, I wanted you to feel the original Shiro when you were in the astral plane and he was talking to you. I wanted Karan to kind of be Shiro, but not really. And, I mean, he was a little more hot under the collar and not as patient.
Hashtag not my Shiro.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I actually kind of was happy when I saw that. I was like... Cool.
Yeah, you did a great job. Thank you. Like, there were people tweeting, did you notice the change in his voice? And I'm like, you did? Good for you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So fulfilling to hear that.
It was wonderful.
Actors, when we make choices and, like, without even us really saying anything or referring to them, like, other people pick it out, it's like, yeah, it's sweet. Makes you feel good.
And also, Paladin Takashi Shirogane.
Yes. Yes.
Darg.
Darg. I'm gonna play Paladin again.
Yes. Yeah. Because he's a clone, and that's what he was programmed to be.
I want to be a paladin again is the most heartbreaking line in the show now, right? So thanks for that.
Because of that, I will never play a paladin in Dungeons & Dragons.
I've been playing paladins for literal years, and I spent that episode critiquing his form. I'm sorry.
You critiqued the clone's form?
You introduce yourself as a paladin, and you don't introduce your god. Who do you think you are?
It was his first time playing.
Yeah.
That's true. That is true. Yeah.
He was but so the point
is that you're
story.
A holy warrior.
To be fair, though, nope. Not even gonna touch that one. Nope. I had a thought, and then I realized I should not share that thought, so we're going to pass on by.
You had every
Voltron After Dark?
Everyone was like, yeah.
We were on the edge of our seats.
I was going to go Hold somewhere, on. And now I'm not.
Are you ready?
Nope.
I mean,
I like it in the basement, but I'm going to stay out of there for now.
I would watch an entire monster.
Wow.
I would watch an entire baby's first D&D campaign.
There you go.
All right. I would watch the whole ridiculous thing to see how many twin brothers Shiro has. Because he's got to die at least once a campaign.
As many as it takes.
He's recyclable.
I need some help. I need everybody's help here.
All right.
We need to get everyone together to play a Voltron D&D game.
I'm
absolutely.
Down. 100%
down.
Game like, on. So like a space campaign where it's people playing. Oh, fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Sign me up.
Like Voltron D&D. We're doing this.
I'm in.
I want to be a paladin.
Thank you.
Let's do it.
I'm bringing out my Besom handbook because that's the anime plugin to D&D, and it has like Sentai and giant mechs and all the rules for that noise.
What?
So I'm gonna break that sucker out.
Let's do
and
it.
We'll go.
Let's do it.
I'm dead serious.
Totally.
It's been 15 years since I've played Besom.
That sounds fun.
Like, I've never even played D&D, so this will be like literally my first time. Yeah.
Oh, it's fun.
Let's do it.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
So I think at this point we got a few minutes left. Let's drop that spoiler warning and let's wander into the final episode for a little bit.
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert!
What?
There we
go.
I was ready for this.
Sashiro's not quite dead.
Yay!
No, he's not.
Nope.
He got
God
better.
God bless.
Yeah. He got I better.
Found him.
He got better.
And we're going home to see Dad.
Yay. Also,
and Mom.
And oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And Colleen Holt.
Oh, my God, Colleen. I live for Colleen Holt.
I want, like, yeah. I don't care how much of an episode it is. I want at least part of one episode next season to be Colleen Holt breaking down the garrison's door. Just like, excuse you, we're going to have a conversation because you have taken my entire family.
Everyone, you left me with the dog.
I love the dog. Don't get me wrong. I love the dog. But you took
my children.
Entire family.
It starts with the dog running away. Is he here? You've taken everybody else.
I feel like when Iverson
They're
tries to...
the dog to go to space.
Yeah.
When the Iverson Cosmo. Tries to escort her out, she literally would like grab him by the ear and say, no. We're going to go like, lead him back inside.
Colleen is...
It's
such...
Pidge's mom.
Yeah. She's got to get it from somewhere.
Yes.
Absolutely.
No. She didn't get it from Sam.
It does not come from Sam. No. As we've seen.
No.
She got it from somewhere and it ain't bad.
She's already built a spaceship. Yeah. And she's getting ready.
That's right. Because she's... Yes.
She's got to be science mom. Like,
that's how
I
she and
believe...
Sam met. Was
that's
arguing
true.
That's
over...
true.
Which one was it again?
Marking your code.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
I want it.
The things I remember from this show. What's up?
No, nothing. The chat has been amazing so far. We're a little far removed from it, but there was
it's
like a minute and a half delay.
There's a commenter that said, oh, that's so sad. Black Lion play Despacito.
Despacito.
Congratulations.
Oh, that's the next song you're doing.
Despacito.
Despacito.
Is that the next song you're doing?
No, actually, the next song that I'm going to be doing is Sven-based.
Yes!
So, yeah. I'm not going to give too much away yet, but I might need fan art. And so... like theme wise, if anybody
pick
wants
your
to submit,
words carefully.
No. I mean, it's got to be family friendly fan art because it's going to go on my YouTube channel. And it's if anybody wants to send anything specifically for it, if you have anything that shows any of the scenes from the episode that Sven was in, it's going to involve that.
Okay.
So, and it's going to be a ballad.
Oh, yes. Shoot. I thought
power
it was going to be a remake of Rasputin.
Power
the
ballad?
The ballad of Sven. Probably a power... Well, maybe...
Power ballad confirmed?
Maybe a power ballad confirmed. Yeah.
I like it.
Because in my head, hospital. I think that, that Sven is like a karaoke god.
Yeah!
All I'm hearing right now is Whitney Houston's And I Will Always Love You in Sven's voice.
Dangerous.
No, it's not quite that. But it does have an extended note.
Yes!
So, yes. I think you'll like it.
Good Lord.
Remind me to link you to title of the song after we're done with
okay.
this.
Okay.
I still want to do It's Not Easy Being Green.
Oh, please do. Do a duo with Neil.
I was going to say, I need Neil Kaplan for that one.
You do.
Yeah.
Do we want to hit up anything else about this season or this last episode? Because we are running out of time.
They definitely left Lotor in that quintessence void. So,
oh, yeah.
That'll be interesting.
Oh, yeah. I'm like going to pick him up and make him a robust.
Do you remember what happened when his parents... We're in the quintessence.
Thank you.
Right.
And that was some really good Shiro Kuran foreshadowing. The quintessence doesn't make you that way. It just reveals who you are.
Woo!
And Lotor chewed some scenery afterwards. Hello, Sydney.
I didn't think about it too much until Netflix tweeted it out like a couple of days ago, implying that the, and especially with how we leave Shiro at the end of the season, that the White Lion isn't done with Shiro. And wondering if we're getting a White Tiger Zord-esque add-on to Voltron. And I just kind of wanted to say that while they were here.
This is my face that you're going to watch later.
Yes.
For reaction on if your theory was correct.
Come on,
I would love to see... Shiro continue to have some form of connection with Voltron, but I don't think he's going to be the Black Lion's paladin.
No, not the Black Lion.
The Brown Lion.
I don't think he's going to be a paladin.
And drink.
I forgot that drinking game was still going.
Yay.
I thought everyone who was playing it was dead by now.
Probably. I'm so
alcohol
sorry.
Alcohol poisoning.
Good lord.
I have a quick question real
Do
quick.
Do it.
Since we're talking about like the season as a whole, what was your guys' highlight from this season? Favorite moment?
Dude, when the creators put themselves in Monsters and Magic. That's so brilliant. Yeah.
Wait, what were they in Monsters and Men?
They were in the tavern.
Yeah.
The first two people we saw in the tavern when it was full of
monsters. I gotta go rewatch!
And then everyone in the background is like the directors, the art supervisors. Yeah. It's great.
I gotta go rewatch!
Yep.
Yeah. Go digging through the official Voltron Twitter. They posted a video that was, here's the scene, here's the breakdown of literally everyone.
Yeah, and they point out like the names and the...
Oh, man, I gotta see this.
Go to Voltron YouTube right now.
I'm going. No, as soon as I go home, I'm gonna watch this.
Help him find it. Help him find it.
Yeah, please. Please help me find it. I want to see.
You're gonna have like 86,000. And tweets now.
I'm excited.
I can't wait.
You're helping.
I did a help.
You did. Pitch is the MVP again.
That's the fan art from this episode I wanted. Yeah.
Shiro could floss. Hey, my shoulder's better. I can floss again.
Yay!
I need more animatics. Those of you who've been doing animatics for this show, I love you all.
I showed my auntie that animatic. She was so happy. Like, she was like, yeah, that looks just like me. Yeah. I take my slippers off all the time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah.
I loved Monsters and Mana. I loved seeing how everybody kind of did themselves up D&D style. It was great. I loved Shiro's backstory for his paladin.
Yep.
He's the best.
With his master, Jano. I guess I'll just go with everybody else and say the fight. I mean, I loved the Keith Shiro fight. I thought that that was definitely the highlight of the season for me.
I really loved the argument between Lotor and Allura.
Yes!
Yeah.
And the cuts that they were giving each other and the bites that were being... Ooh, thrown back and forth. Oh, my God. It was so good.
It was a thing of wonder and
dad.
Daddy
issues on either side.
All the time.
Yeah.
Family subscription on Lotor's part. Yep. All right, we are straight up out of time. Thanks again for joining us. Are there any other projects you're working on that you can tell us about?
I'm going to be at Anime Expo. Are you going to be at Anime Expo?
I'm going to be at Anime Expo.
We're both going to be at Anime Expo.
Anime Expo.
I'll be there on Saturday.
Saturday
at 10
all day.
A.m. Yeah, I think for most of the day for me. And I'm also going to be at Florida Supercon and Raleigh Supercon.
So I'm going to be at Florida Supercon as well, but I am missing Raleigh Supercon because I have work to do here.
Oh, well, congrats, though. That's
Thank
awesome.
You. I'm very excited. Cool. Also, unless Emma's still sick by Anime Expo, she will be doing the Anime Expo live stream, and I will be on it at 7 p.m. on Saturday, I believe.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Hopefully she's better by Saturday.
Yeah.
I want to say hi.
Yeah.
And where can the people find you? On the internets, on the social medias.
Oh, I don't exist on the internet.
No.
I'm kidding.
But you've been here the whole time.
Oh, no, I'm a pain in the butt on the internet. My Twitter is IBexWeebex, and my Instagram is Bex_TK.
My Twitter is Josh Keaton, all one word. Just Josh Keaton, not like all one word after.
I'm going to make a fan account of Josh Keaton, all one word.
All lowercase, all one word.
I'm sure someone's doing that as we speak.
Someone's doing it right now. Dang it!
And I'm Space Padre on Instagram. And I've been posting more stuff to my YouTube channel, so there's going to be more stuff up there from time to time. The Sven song will be up as soon as I record it and film a video for it. But it's in the works, so yeah.
I'm going to help, even if you don't.
No, I want you to help. I want you to help. Try to get everybody in there.
Thanks again for joining us, you guys. This was
Thanks for having
blast.
Us. This was great. We love coming here.
Love having
you. We love having you. It's always a good time. And I do mean that sincerely.
Oh, yeah.
Mark, where can the people find you?
Well, first, you can find Emma anywhere Emma Fifes are sold, at Emma Fife. Mm-hmm. And please send her a get well message. Red is for her. Red out for Emma. Why not? Hope to see her at AX this week as well. You can follow me on Twitter at Mark B. Donica. I recently did an episode of Joseph Scrimshaw's Obsessed podcast about professional wrestling television. It's coming out on Thursday. It was a lot of fun to record with him. Check that out.
Awesome. You guys can find me all over social media at atores890. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S 890. Speaking of tabletop games, I got to do this really awesome thing with Geek & Sundry that's called Starter Kit, and the game is called Phoenix Dawn Command, and we're pretty much on our last
one or two
episodes, and I get into a pretty nasty fight, so I don't know if you guys are gonna see if my character lives, so no. I would definitely check it out on
projectalpha.com.
Yes, I was literally
free 60-day trial.
Excuse Phoenix. Okay, all right, anyway, plug.
Yeah.
I'm Megan. You guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at TheMenguin. That's TheMenguin.
She has a podcast called No Love Lost. Y'all should check it out.
Yes! Go listen to
promote!
It. Yes. Play.
And I'm Katie Cullen. You can follow me all over the social medias as well as on YouTube and Twitch at Kiaxe. That is K-I-A-X-E-T. Three quarters of this podcast are sticking around in the next hour to do Rooster Team reviews on AfterBuzz TV. We're doing it today instead of on Wednesday because July 4th is a thing. Stick around. Follow us. Follow them. Thanks again, you guys. You have all been wonderful. Do the thing. Win the stuff. We're doing a giveaway. You'll find out about it next week.
What?
Thank you guys so much for watching, and we'll see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
I got Keith.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.